Hi, this is Professor Pepper, and this video will show you how to sort an array list. It involves understanding interfaces and implementing the comparable interface, which has a generic. Okay, I have this little application to start with, and this little application is a person with a first name and last name, and an application that creates a couple people and then prints it out. It prints it out using the for shortcut for a array list or an array. The list on one side, which is the name of my array list, and on the other side, the objects that are contained inside the list being pulled out one at a time inside the loop. Remembering that you can't change the reference to the person inside here. You could call methods on the person, though. Okay, let's run it and see what it does. Not much. Prints that list. I want to print in first name order, though. So I'd like to add a method to print, to sort collection.sort. And I'd like to sort my list. When I compile this, though, it says, collections. It says that there is no method to sort a array list person. And that is because my person does not implement comparable. If it did, I would be able to use the sort on it. So I'm going to make it implement comparable. Now let's remember how to do the what an interface is. An interface is simply a list of methods that you code, that you're agreeing to code when you implement that interface. And we're not going to use it, but you can create variables of the interface type. You just cannot create objects of the interface type. Why are we bothering to do this? Because we want to use collections.sort. And we're not creating the interface, we're implementing it. And what that interface insists that we do is that we create a method, public int compare to, and then it's either your class, which will be whatever this T type is. For us, it's going to be person. And we're also obligated to return a negative if our object is less than the one that's given, 0 if it's the same, and positive if it's greater than. That's what the comparable class insists of us. So now we'll implement it. Okay, implementation, like implementing any interface, is implements comparable. In this interface, though, we can put, we don't want to compare to just anything, we're going to compare to a person, so we put the type. We can only do that because the comparable interface is built to allow us to do that. Now, we have to implement this method. So I'll even copy this from here, because I have to match exactly what they want anyhow. And for us, it's a person. Now, it's important that this be exactly capitalized the same way as the interface because you are matching to it. And you've made a contract here that you're going to implement exactly what you're supposed to. This semicolon doesn't belong, though. And that is not where it goes. Excuse me. After the person, you put implements comparable. I want to sort by first name, not last. But if the first names are the same, I would sort by last name. So string itself has a compare to, so I'm going to take advantage of that. If I were using numbers, I would just be working with greater than and less than. Okay, if my first names are the same, I said I was going to use the last name. Maybe I'll comment that first. If the first names are the same, consider the last name. Otherwise, just consider the first name. Okay. So, if this.name, this.first equals ODOT first. Then I can return this dot first. No, sorry, I'll consider the last name. This dot last compare to his value to the first. Not to the first, to the other's last. So I'll compare the last names. That finishes them being equal. Now we'll work on their not equal. Not equal first. Then I can return this dot first. Compare to value against the other's first name. And I think this is balanced. Lost my semicolon here. Okay. Over here. Now this should compile, and it should print in the opposite order. One last piece to this. I don't have an example of the exact same first name. I need to have two first names. To test this properly, I need two first names with different last names where it would force a different sort. So I'll do that. And we want Jones to come before Zones. And it does. Okay. The summary is actually listed here. We implement comparable using this, and you can then use collections.sort. And I should mention that you need to import collections in order to do that. Thank you.